Welcome to the Francois Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Davidson, and today we are exploring one of the most complex journeys any business leader will ever take. It is the journey of building immense value while keeping your soul intact. We often hear that money is the root of all evil, but at Francois Entrepreneur, we believe that money is simply an accelerant. It makes you more of who you already are. The challenge we face as ambitious creators is how to grow our bank accounts without shrinking our integrity. How do we climb the mountain of success without stepping on the hands of those who helped us get there? Today, we are diving deep into the art of avoiding greed while growing wealth. This episode is designed to provide you with a blueprint for ethical expansion and a mindset that ensures your net worth never outpaces your self-worth. If you are ready to build a legacy that lasts far beyond your final transaction, then you are in the right place. Let us begin this masterclass in conscious capitalism. To build wealth without falling into the trap of greed, we must first establish a foundation of principles. Greed is a bottomless pit that can never be filled, while wealth is a tool that can be used to build a better world. We have identified 6 key numerical points that will help you navigate this path successfully. Point number 1 is the definition of your personal enough. In the world of entrepreneurship, we are constantly told that more is always better. More revenue, more market share, more influence. However, greed begins the moment you lose sight of what you actually need to sustain your vision and your life. To combat this, you must sit down and calculate your target for financial independence. When you have a specific number in mind, you can view anything beyond that as capital for impact rather than fuel for ego. Having a defined enough allows you to make decisions based on logic and legacy rather than a desperate need for accumulation. Point number 2 is the practice of radical transparency with your stakeholders. Greed thrives in the shadows. It grows when information is withheld and when transactions are obscured. By committing to being open with your partners, employees, and customers, you create a natural barrier against unethical shortcuts. When every deal you make can stand the light of day, you remove the temptation to take more than your fair share. Transparency builds trust, and in the long run, trust is a much more valuable currency than a few extra percentage points gained through deception. Point number 3 focuses on the priority of value creation over value extraction. A greedy mindset asks how much it can take from a situation, while a wealthy mindset asks how much it can contribute. If your primary goal is to solve a problem and improve the lives of your clients, wealth will follow as a natural byproduct. When you shift your focus toward being useful, you align your success with the success of others. This creates a sustainable ecosystem where everyone wins, ensuring that your growth is supported by a community that wants to see you succeed. Point number 4 is the implementation of a mandatory giving strategy. To keep greed at bay, you must practice the art of letting go. Whether it is 10% of your profits or a specific portion of your time, committing to regular philanthropy keeps you grounded. It reminds you that the resources flowing through your business are meant to move, not to stagnate in a private vault. Giving back breaks the emotional hold that money can have over a person, transforming you from a hoarder of wealth into a steward of resources. Before we move to our final points, let us look at a case study that illustrates these principles in action. Consider the story of a young entrepreneur named Marcus who founded a technology company that specialized in educational software. In his third year of business, Marcus was offered a massive contract by a corporation that wanted to use his data to target children with aggressive advertising. The contract was worth $5 million, which was more than triple his annual revenue at the time. Marcus spent 3 days agonizing over the decision. On one hand, the money would allow him to expand globally overnight. On the other hand, it violated his core mission of protecting and educating the next generation. Ultimately, Marcus turned down the money. He chose to maintain his integrity and focused on slower, organic growth. Within 2 years, his reputation for ethical leadership attracted a different group of investors who valued his mission. They provided $7 million in funding without compromising his values. Today, his company serves 10 million students worldwide, and Marcus is wealthier than he ever imagined, all because he refused to let greed dictate his direction. Point number five is the commitment to fair compensation and profit sharing. One of the most common ways greed manifests in business is through the exploitation of labor. Growing wealth should be a team sport. When your company hits major milestones, those who did the work should feel the benefit in their own lives. By sharing the fruits of your labor, you create a culture of loyalty and shared purpose. This not only prevents you from becoming isolated at the top, but also ensures that your wealth is built on a foundation of mutual respect and collective prosperity. Point number six is the focus on long-term legacy over short-term gains. Greed is almost always short-sighted. It prioritizes the quarterly report over the decade-long impact. To avoid this, you must constantly ask yourself how your current decisions will look 50 years from now. When you view your business through the lens of a lifetime, the temptation to cut corners or mistreat others fades away. A legacy is built one ethical decision at a time, and true wealth is found in the reputation you leave behind and the lives you have improved. As we conclude this episode, remember that the pursuit of wealth is a noble endeavor when it is coupled with a clear conscience. You have the power to create jobs, solve problems, and fund dreams. Do not let the pursuit of more rob you of the joy of what you already have. Growth is essential, but it must be growth with a purpose. You are an architect of the future, and the structures you build must be strong enough to support the weight of your integrity. Reflect on the six points we discussed today and find one area where you can tighten your ethical standards. Whether it is defining your enough or increasing your transparency, every small step counts toward a more sustainable and fulfilling career. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Francois Entrepreneur. We hope you feel motivated and equipped to grow your business with wisdom and heart. If you found this content valuable, please take a moment to follow and subscribe to our podcast to ensure you never miss an insight that could transform your professional journey. For more resources, articles, and community support, visit our official website at www.francoisentrepreneur.org. Your support allows us to continue bringing you the education and motivation you need to succeed at the highest level. Until next time, keep building, keep leading, and keep growing with purpose.